Well, this is Jim Field, and this is your Nishna Valley. Have to fly solo this week with all the Cass County Fair activities going on this weekend. We've been kind of stretched a little thin here at the Radio Ranch, so you'll just have to settle for me here this weekend as Stacy is getting things taken care of for the Cass County and Audubon County Fair stuff. We've been broadcasting for a few days here at the both of those fairs. We'll continue here at the Cass County Fair. You can hear plenty more on Sunday and Monday as we'll be broadcasting from 1 to 7 o'clock live from the Cass County Fairgrounds. You can check us out there between the two commercial buildings. So how are you liking that new fair schedule here in Cass County? It's a little interesting. We have to think a little bit more now because we've been so used to the old schedule on what days and what events are going to be on those particular days that we've had to kind of work through it a little bit more this time around to kind of think about where we need to be at certain times with the new weekend schedule. Traditionally, the big 4 days of the Cass County Fair were kind of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with the sales on Friday. And this year, of course, is completely different with the check-in and things all on Thursday and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday activities, and then the sale for much of the day on Tuesday. So a little bit different setup for us. Still plenty of things, though, to see and do at the Cass County Fair, though. Coming up yet this Sunday, July the 29th, we've got the Swine Show, which gets underway early. That starts at 7:30 in the morning. It'll run through a good chunk of the day. That'll be at the indoor show ring. Also, the Poultry Show will be at 2 o'clock. The Dog Show also at 2 o'clock. And the Horse Fun Show at 6 o'clock at night, as far as some of those animal things going on. Other things happening on Sunday include the Decorator Showcase at noon. Also, the Skid Loader Rodeo preliminaries will continue from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, and there'll be a tractor pull starting at 4 o'clock as well. And also, the commercial exhibit buildings will be open throughout the day. And, of course, as always, all the food stands will be open as well for you to enjoy. Also coming up on Monday, July 30th, that's Beef Day at the fair. A Cass County Beef Show will be held starting at 8 o'clock in the morning at the outdoor show ring. Also, the Dairy and Dairy Goat Show will be held at 10 o'clock, and the Meat Goat Show, that gets underway at 1 o'clock in the afternoon for some of those livestock shows during the course of Monday. Now, the Beef Show, as I mentioned, starting at 8 o'clock, it won't end until the evening because, as is tradition, the Grand Champion Beef Selection will be held in front of the grandstand, and that'll be starting at 7 o'clock on Monday evening. Other things going on Monday at the Cass County Fair include the Best of Iowa starting at 9:30. The Watermelon Feed will be at 11 o'clock. The Skid Loader Rodeo Preliminaries again from 2 to 4, and that'll lead up to the finals. Those will be held after the Grand Champion Beef Selection. The Skid Loader Rodeo Finals will be held. Also, the Style Show and Building Awards, that'll all be happening at 4:30 on Monday afternoon. So lots of stuff going on there. The commercial exhibits will again be open one more day on Monday. And then on Tuesday, July 31st, will be the big livestock sale. Everything will be sold, and that'll be a one-day sale. Starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, they'll work their way clean through the entire program. So that's what's still coming up at the Cass County Fair here in Atlantic. Now, also some things coming up yet at the Audubon County Fair. We've been broadcasting from the Audubon County Fair. We finished our broadcast now as we were there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in the early afternoon or late afternoon hours. Hope you enjoyed those updates for you. But also coming up on Sunday, lots of activity at the Audubon County Fair. They'll have a tractor drive that'll get things started at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then they'll also be working through the day. They'll have the open class horse entries due early in the morning, and then that show for the open class horse show, that starts at 10:30. That's always a nice show in Audubon County. They have all kinds of other things happening as well. At 11 o'clock, the 4-H and FFA Pen of Three interviews will be held, and it's starting at 11:30, all these different things will happen. The FFA and 4-H Pen of Three, the 4-H and FFA Bucket Bottle Show, the 4-H and FFA Market Heifer Show, the 4-H and FFA Market Steer Show, 4-H and FFA Supreme Market Animal, and 4-H and FFA Showmanship. All that stuff will be going on as part of the activity starting at 11:30. At noon, they'll have the beef feed at the show barn, and then bingo will be held at the Hoop Building. That'll be sponsored by the Xyra Lions starting at 1 o'clock. At 2 o'clock in the Hoop Building, they'll have a pie contest, and an old-timers band will perform. And also starting at 3:30, they'll have lots of other things going on as well. Now, this is pretty much when things are going to be closing down because all the 4-H and FFA and open class static exhibits will be released from the 4-H building, the Agri Hall, and the Antique building. And animals not going through the fair sale will also be released at that time. As they get into the evening hours then on Sunday, They'll have water fights, the Audubon Fire Department sponsoring water fights in the grass by the creek there from 4 to 5:30. And then at 7:30 on Sunday evening, July 29th, will be the figure eight races, always fun at the Audubon County Speedway area. And then coming up on Monday, July the 30th, they'll have biscuits and gravy at the Pop Stand at 8 o'clock in the morning, and that'll be followed by the livestock sale. It'll be poultry, rabbits, beef, sheep, and swine in that order, and that'll start at 9 o'clock. They'll clean things up right afterward. There'll be a 4-H watermelon feed right after the sale as well. So plenty more for you to enjoy with both the Cass and Audubon County Fairs here in the next couple of days as we continue with county fair season. Of course, that leads into state fair season, and that's not too far down the road either. Lots of activities and events planned here from the 9th through the 19th as the state fair gets underway here in Des Moines. So a lot of youngsters will be participating in that from the area as well. Now, that's just some of the things going on with county fairs and stuff. There's so much more going on here these days. Operation T-Bone, the 62nd annual Operation T-Bone event coming up here very, very soon in the Audubon area. In fact, they've kind of already gotten a few things going early on, but they're really going to kick things into gear starting this coming Thursday, August the 2nd, as they'll kick off the New Life Drama Company at the fairgrounds at the Agra Hall. So that'll all happen. There'll be the 10th annual retail Smokin' Bull sale. There'll be all kinds of retail stores the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of August with some good specials. Also coming up this next Friday, August the 3rd, the New Life Drama Company will perform at the fairgrounds at the Agra Hall. There'll be hamburgers at the fairgrounds by the Audubon County Fair Board. That'll be served in the grandstand area. There'll be a T-Bone special figure eight car race at the fairgrounds. And there will also be fireworks sponsored by the or at the Audubon County Fairgrounds as well. And then a teen dance with free admission at the City Park stage. All that going on Friday, August 3rd. Saturday, August 4th. Wow, big schedule of events going on around the city park in Audubon as part of Operation T-Bone, as they have the Audubon County Good Neighbor Service Council breakfast at the Memorial Building. They'll have the Fun Run and Walk. It's a walk, a 5K, and a 10K, and that'll start in the morning. The race getting underway at 8 o'clock with registration before that. Also, there'll be crafts and vendor tables and store bargains and sales, all kinds of things going on. There'll be a tractor show and shine that'll go on during the day as well. There'll also be the New Life Drama Company workshop at the First United Methodist Church. There'll be food available in the city park. An Operation T-Bone memorabilia table will also be available in the park. Kids games will be available there as well, with inflatables as part of that. Also, there'll be a clown entertainment. There'll be the T-Bone Association Steak Sandwich Feed. That'll be at 11 o'clock at the City Park. They'll have a display of middle school's time capsule and the 100th anniversary celebration of the library at the Cultural Center at the library from 11 to 3. There'll be a gospel music hour at noon in the City Park stage. And then the T-Bone Parade. The Operation T-Bone Parade gets underway at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The Grand Marshal will be Sam Grable, who was the wagon master for a long time for that event. Also, you can watch for all kinds of things. There'll be the Audubon Festival, T-Bone Festival Cowboy and Cowgirl contest there. There'll be a talent show on the stage in the city park. They'll have the first annual Audubon County Cookout contest as well. That starts at 3 o'clock. There'll be the Highway 71 band performing at 3 on the city park stage. The firemen's water fights at 3. A Kiss a Calf contest also in the city park at 3:15. Pucker up. The New Life Drama Company will perform again at the city park stage. There'll be a street dance with music by Chasing Alice. Free admission there. That's from 8 to midnight with food on the south park as well, by the beer garden. So lots of things. That's all just Saturday. Sunday, August 5th, they'll have a breakfast fundraiser and more entertainment. Tuesday, August 7th, Operation T-Bone Cattle Auction will actually be held. That'll be at 9 o'clock at the Anita Livestock Auction. There'll be a free hamburger feed also immediately after the auction. On Sunday, August 26th, a little further down the road at 9:30 a.m., they have the Audubon County Saddle Club T-Bone Horse Show at the fairgrounds. And then they'll have a T-Bone Golf Tournament as well on Sunday, September 9th, at the Golf and Country Club in Audubon. So plenty of activities coming up here, not too terribly far down the road. In fact, a lot of it coming up this next weekend with Operation T-Bone in Audubon. So hope you get a chance to enjoy all of that activity has to offer there as well. And that's just a few of those things going on. We have lots more happening here around the area in the coming days and really weeks here in the Nishna Valley. Take a look at some of the things coming up yet this weekend. Here this Sunday, July 29th, the St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Parish Picnic will be held in Portsmouth. It will continue. And at 1 o'clock, they'll have the Portsmouth Ball Diamond from 4 to 7. It's Staley's Chicken Dinner with all the trimmings, $10 for adults, $5 for children 10 and under. At 5:30, it's Dauber Bingo from 6 to 8:30. Roly-Poly the Clown will feature some balloon animals. At 6:30, the Beer Garden will open. There'll be a miscellaneous auction. And during the auction, they'll have a drawing for $10,000 and other cash prizes, along with a quilt drawing. Tickets are available at the rectory. And also, the tickets are $50 each. Now, there's also food, novelty, paddle stands, a mini midway with fishing, darts, tic-tac-toe, ring toss, softball toss, and face painting. There'll be a kiddie train ride, inflatables, a giant slide, a bounce house, obstacle course, and joust. All that stuff going on at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Parish Picnic in Portsmouth. Also this Sunday the 29th, St. Paul's Lutheran Church will have their second annual Tanzanian Workshop service. That'll be held at 9:30 a.m. They do ask you to arrive early, listen to some traditional African music, view a display of Tanzanian items, and you can see pictures as well. And afterward, you'll be treated to a couple of upbeat songs that'll be sung in Swahili. Traditional envelope offerings will be taken, as well as donations of goods and produce. And in Tanzanian style, those items will be auctioned off after the service. Anyone in Atlantic is invited to attend. And also, Atlantic Fest is coming up not too far down the road, August 11th, and Chamber of Commerce representatives are looking for more organizations to host activity booths as well. Service organizations, church groups, and others will use those activity booths for Atlantic Fest as a fundraiser for their cause, and the activities include all kinds of different things. Creative and new ideas are always welcome. The free entertainment is pretty good this year, and they want to make sure the activities are good as well. A Keith West Magic and Illusion Show will be featured on the entertainment stage. They'll have pedal tractor pulls, Pinewood Derby races, all in the works for children. So anyone who would like to sponsor any type of activities can contact the Chamber of Commerce at 243-301-7, and they can tell you plenty more about that. Also, a reminder, too, that walleye fundraiser for Lake Anita is, they're trying to wind that down. They're hoping to raise the funds by August 1st, which is coming up here this next week, but they're trying to be able to restock the walleye over at Lake Anita, as the state doesn't do that for smaller lakes. So if you're interested in donating, contact Jim Phillips over in Anita. You can reach him at 712-249-1025 is his phone number. You can also just send your donations to Friends of Lake Anita Walleye Fund. Mail it to Lake Anita State Park, 55111 750th Street in Anita, Iowa, 50022, if you would like to help out with those activities. Now, lots more going on as well in the coming days. In fact, next weekend, there are an awful lot of different types of events coming up. The Griswold Old Time Corn Boil will be held as Masonic Lodge number 412 here in Cass County presents the Old Time Corn Boil. They have all kinds of sponsors helping out with that. It's one of those old time festivals, and it is what they say it is. It's a corn boil. So if you really want to have a good time, here's what they do. They'll be serving from 4:30 to 8 o'clock on Saturday, August the 4th at the Griswold City Park. It's hot buttered sweet corn. It's all you can eat. And if you like sweet corn that's so hot buttered, it just drips right down your arm to your elbows, it's a good, good meal. It'll be served with grilled hamburgers or hot dogs, potato salad, chips, and drink. It's a nice outdoor picnic kind of meal. $6 for adults, $10, $4 for kids 10 years old and under. They'll have pie and ice cream for dessert as well, and they'll be parking at the community building, and they'll shuttle you over to the park as well, because there's only so much parking around the city park. So bring your lawn chair, and it's just an old-fashioned evening in the park. There'll be a car show. Pieces and Dreams Car Club will have the show and shine during that time. So they'll have pony rides. They'll have a cakewalk, carnival games, bingo, a dunk tank, a movie in the park at dusk. They'll have snow cones and popcorn. Again, it's just kind of one of those old-time things. It's all the finger-licking, chin-dripping, lip-smacking, hot-buttered sweet corn that you care to eat. Griswold's Old Time Corn Boil. Again, that's in the city park, and that's on Saturday, August 4th, just coming up this next weekend. Now, also coming up this next weekend is the Whale Town celebration in Anita. They have lots of things planned as well, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Friday, August 3rd, the Lions Club will have a spaghetti supper at the Community Center starting at 5 o'clock. There'll be also a fireman's bag tournament that'll start at 7 o'clock at night. You register the hour beforehand. It's a $40 entry fee per team, and a 50-50 payout is offered there. Then on Saturday, August the 4th, they'll have a fun run at Lake Anita. It's a 3-mile fun run starting at 8 o'clock. You can register beginning at 7. They'll also have registration for the parade in the morning starting at 9 o'clock, with the parade starting at 10:30. All trails lead to home is their theme for that parade. There'll be a craft show at the Community Center in the Bandshell Park from 9 to 2 o'clock. The Kids Club will be selling Schwann's ice cream from 9:30 to 12:30. Lions Club Food Stand, sponsor, that'll be the Ace Club Food Stand, and the Masonic Lodge will be selling snow cones as well. All that will open up at 11 o'clock. Now, after the parade at the Bandshell Park, there'll be lots of entertainment. Villa Dance, Salute Gymnastics, Dance Atlantic, Adair Dance Academy, Chrissy Jensen, local talent will all be there to participate and entertain. Also, there'll be a pie auction at the Anita Child Care Center, a variety of games and activities, including the first annual minnow races. There'll be a youth pedal tractor event at 2 o'clock. The annual Fireman's Steak Fry will get underway at 4 o'clock with a dance in the Bandshell Park featuring the band Spam, and that starts at 9 o'clock. And then on Sunday, August 5th, there'll be a sand volleyball tournament at Lake Anita. That gets underway at 9 o'clock in the morning. So lots of things happening next weekend, 3rd, 4th, and 5th of August, with the Whaletown celebration in Anita. Boy, lots of activities happening. Also, they're going to have some fun over in Walnut next weekend as well, as the annual Fun Fest activities will be held August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. They'll have a special high school versus alumni slow pitch softball game to kick off the weekend on Friday at 7 o'clock at night. The Walnut Youth Board serving free ice cream during the game. And also the Saturday, August 4th activities include the Fireman's Park hosting vendors, kids games, family activities, bounce houses as well from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. There'll be a co-ed slow pitch softball tournament open to all adults. It'll begin in the morning, continuing into Sunday. The annual parade begins at 4:30 Saturday, beginning at the City Park, heading south down Main Street. The parade will be followed immediately by the Fireman's Dinner, which will be served at the Legion Hall. Lots of things going on the 3rd through the 5th in Walnut as part of their fun times. Now, also the Walnut Optimist Club's 20th Annual Antique City Car Show will be held on Sunday, August the 5th. That'll be from 8 a.m. to noon. Registration is $15, and then the trophy presentation will be at 4 o'clock, and that'll be in Walnut. Of course, Walnut is Iowa's antique city, and the antique shops will be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on that day of the show as well. Now, you can contact Ed Ransom or Max Peterson for more information. Again, registration from 8 to noon, and then the trophy presentation is at 4 o'clock. A dash plaques will be given to the first 150 who register. 29 car and pickup classes are part of that show. That's the 20th Annual Walnut Optimist Club Antique City Car Show coming up Sunday, August the 5th. Now, also, yikes, boy, there's so much stuff going on here, too, in the area here right now as we get ready for the tail end of summer heading back into school. The Sydney, Iowa Rodeo will be held July 31st. That's this Tuesday. It'll be held July 31st, then August 1st through the 4th. So Tuesday through Saturday at 8 p.m., the Sydney, Iowa Rodeo will be held. Rockin' Robbie Hodges, the Clown and Barrel Man, will be there, along with Two County Dusters Drill Team. There'll be Mutton Bustin', a Queen Contest. Ram Rodeo Series will be part of that. There'll be special motorcycle acts by the WIFMX Freestyle Motocross. There'll be arena dances at on Friday and Saturday nights. Tickets range anywhere from $12 to $23. You can get them online, too, by going to www.sydneyrodeo.us. And that's all done by the Sydney American Legion, post number 128. That's the Sydney, Iowa Rodeo, again, July 31st through August the 4th. Lots and lots of activities going on there. Also, the annual tractor ride will be held during the Old Settlers Celebration in Hancock on Sunday, August the 5th. Participants in that tractor ride will head along a bunch of rural roads for the most part up in the Hancock area. They'll end up, they'll along the east half of the county, and they'll finish off in the huge Old Settlers Parade that afternoon. It's the 100th annual Old Settlers Picnic in Hancock, so they want to make it a special event as well. So that activity going on this next weekend as well. Also, the 4th annual Bomber Football Golf Tournament will be held by the Adair Casey Schools, and that'll be at the 5x80 Golf Club. That's August the 4th. That's coming up next Saturday. Wade Anderson and Chris Beierlein are your contacts. It's a 9 a.m. tee-off, 8:15 registration. It's $150 per team and $100 whole sponsorship. There'll be a silent auction with Minnesota Vikings tickets, autographed memorabilia, Iowa Cubs tickets, and much more as well. And there'll be a meal provided there also for folks. That's the 4th annual Bomber Football Golf Tournament, August 4th at 9 a.m. at the 5x80 Golf and Country Club. So lots of those types of things going on here. Not too far down the road. Boy, a lot of things happening here in the area. Hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy some of these things now that the weather has finally cooled down a little bit. At least we're not sitting there sweltering in that 100-plus degree heat. A few other events going on here in the near future. Sunday, August 5th, it's an all-you-can-eat Exira Mason's Breakfast Fundraiser for the Exira EHK Spartans new band uniforms. And that'll be at the Elkhorn Town Hall on August 5th from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. They'll be serving pancakes, eggs, sausage, French toast, all for a free will donation, sponsored by the Exodus Masonic Lodge number 342, if you want to be a part of that. Also, not too far down the road, a reminder, Saturday, August 11th is the 4th annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament. That'll be held at Nishna Hills Golf Club at 9 a.m. It's a best ball four-person team. $200 for a team. That includes t-shirts and koozies. It's a 36-team limit, so if you haven't entered yet, you better hurry. They'll have three flights. There'll be prizes on every hole. There's lots going on. Also, there'll be silent auction activities, donations, and things going on. It's all open to the public. There'll be grilling and baking for a free will donation, and also country artist Randy Burke and a special guest will be performing live on the back patio 4 to 6, and that's all open to the public as well, so anyone is certainly welcome to stop on out and enjoy some of those things. Boy, you need to check our Daily Diary page on the KJAN.com website for many, many more things, too, because that's just a quick start of some of the things and activities going on here in the coming days around the area. I need to take a short break, and stay with me. I'll be back with some more stuff for you here from the area right after this.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Some more stuff I mentioned. We have some blood drives going on here in the area, too, in the coming days. The Red Cross will hold a blood drive in the area on Monday, this Monday, July 30th, from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. That's at 406 Antique City Drive. And again, they always take appointments, but they'll always also take walk-ins as well. That's coming up this Monday from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Walnut First Presbyterian Church. Also on Tuesday, there's a Red Cross blood drive in the Erling area. That'll be at St. Joseph's Hall in Erling from noon until 6 p.m. And once again, they always take walk-ins, but they do appreciate appointments as well. You can contact Nadine Kinkle to schedule your appointment for the Erling blood drive. And also another blood drive coming up. It'll be Thursday, August 16th, and this one will be held at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. That'll be from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can contact Fred or Sandy if you'd like to set your appointment. 778-2188 is the telephone number there to get yourself set up. So plenty of things going on around the area. Have some birthday, well, one birthday I want to share with you here. It's a 70th birthday open house that'll be held this Sunday, July the 29th, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Anita Legion Hall, and that'll honor Charles Van Arnum of Wyota for his 70th birthday. So congratulations to Charles Van Arnum of Wyota, 70th birthday. And they'd love to have a lot of folks come and celebrate again this Sunday, July 29th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Anita Legion Hall. Also have one anniversary to share with you, and this will be next week. Ralph and Alice Clint of rural Avoca will be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, August the 4th. They'll have an open house from 2:30 to 5:30 at the Altamont Baptist Church of rural Harlan. Friends and relatives all are invited to attend. We want to send out our congratulations as well to Ralph and Alice Clint of rural Avoca, celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary again on August the 4th, with an open house from 2:30 to 5:30 at the Altamont Baptist Church. That's at 510 Quince Road in rural Harlan. Congratulations to all of those folks. Hey, speaking of congratulations, we probably should throw out some quick congratulations as well to the folks from Audubon and Cass County who were named as Fair Royalty this last week. In Audubon County, the Fair Queen is Caitlin Asmus. So congratulations to Caitlin. And also the runner-up was Taylor Lewis. They had seven ladies vying for the title of Audubon County Fair Queen. So congratulations. Thanks to all of those for participating, and congratulations to Caitlin and Taylor for winning those awards. Also, King and Queen candidates were crowned this last week in Cass County for the contest that was actually heard live here on the radio. Haley Schmidt of Griswold was chosen as this year's Cass County Fair Queen. Dexter McDermott of Atlantic was named the Cass County Fair King. Also, Maggie Amos was named as the Princess. Logan Potter, the Prince. Potter was also named Mr. Congeniality, while Emily Jacobson was shown as Miss Congeniality in that contest. So congratulations to all those youngsters, and thanks for participating. They really do appreciate it. It makes the show a lot better when a lot of folks participate in those activities. Well, it's been awful hot and dry here for quite a good chunk of time. Hopefully that's starting to break a little bit with some cooler temperatures now. But, you know, the statewide drought conditions and the high temperatures with historic water, with near historic low water levels in Iowa lakes, rivers, and streams have caused an increased demand for water this year. And got a note from the Iowa Utilities Board talking about wanting Iowans to be proactive and conserve water whenever possible. But with the dry conditions expected to continue, they're just concerned a little bit about consuming water, conserving water, and some tips to reduce your monthly water bills and serve the public interest as well. It'll help you out in your checkbook as well. Some of the things that you can do would be to check your lawn irrigation systems regularly. Make sure they work properly and don't have any leaks. Also, you want to avoid watering during the heat of the day. Most efficient time to water plants and lawns is either in the morning or the evening. Water your lawn less often. Less frequent soakings also help the turf roots grow a little deeper as well. And water your lawn and gardens only. Make sure that you're not actually watering like streets and sidewalks. Sometimes the wind blows things in the wrong directions. You might want to use a broom instead of a hose to clean your sidewalk, your driveway, your garage, your patio. In fact, it might be good exercise, too. You can mitigate your water hose leaks by ensuring a tight connection to the spigot and replace the nylon or rubber hose washer, or maybe just get a new hose if you need to. When possible, you want to use water from the air conditioning condenser, dehumidifier, bath, or sink on plants or in the garden. Might as well reuse what you have. You can also use a bucket and a sponge instead of a hose to wash vehicles, bikes, or other items. You'd be amazed how much less water that you'll use. You can run dishwashers and clothes washers only with full loads using the water saver cycle. No sense running half loads. Check for leaky toilets, faucets, or shower heads, and you can fix any leaks. If replacement is necessary, you can look for the water sense labeled models as well. Turn off your water when you're brushing your teeth or washing dishes in the sink. No sense letting the water just run right down the drain. Also, keep water in the refrigerator rather than running cold water until it gets cold. Sometimes you run that tap water till it gets cold, then fill up the glass. Well, why not just fill up a jug and keep it in the fridge? That way it's always cold and ready to drink. And also, if you're washing your produce, you can wash it in a basin maybe rather than running it under a running faucet. So some things that you can do there, too, to kind of help out here in these times. Of course, I do know some folks who aren't too terribly disappointed that the lawn has gone dormant already. That just means you not only don't have to water it, but you don't have to mow it quite as much either. So I guess there's a good side to everything if you just look hard enough. Well, we hope you do come and join us out at the Cass County Fair. We'll be out at the fair yet on Sunday and Monday, and we'll have some coverage for you Tuesday as well from the big fair sale. Well, they always appreciate all the support they get. Hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy and support all the activities that the youngsters in the area have to offer. Well, thanks for joining this weekend here on our Nishna Valley Show. This is Jim Field, and this has been your Nishna Valley.